Just in time for summer, the folks at Epic Brewing have released a new canned cocktail, the Utah Margarita. A delicious blend of real lime and agave, the Utah Margarita is ready to drink by the river or in the park. And here's the kicker, no need to buy it at a liquor store. Pick up a six-pack of Epic Brewing's Utah Margarita at any local Harmon's or Trader Joe's, or visit Epic Brewing on State Street in downtown Salt Lake City. Here's what Salt Lake's talking about. Filing taxes has been on my to-do list for weeks, and the temps are swinging like a daybreak resident. Must be March in Salt Lake City. From free resources to bewaring the Ides, this is your local guide to the month that comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb. It's Monday, March 4th. I'm Allie Vallarta, and this is CityCast Salt Lake. Executive producer Emily Means, this is CityCast Salt Lake, your hyper-local daily news podcast for the Wasatch Front, and this episode is our guide to March.
I love this episode that we're doing every month now, Allie, for a few months now, kind of laying out some ways to make plans for the month and some resources that might be useful to folks in the Salt Lake community. So let's get right into it.
Yeah, there is surprisingly a lot going on in March. And I feel like a lot of people like to celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
Well, listen, Allie, I'm not Irish. You're not Irish. I'm not a Mick Means. You're not a Mick Fire. But so
oh
I had
God.
To.
That's going to be like a McDonald's menu item during Hispanic Heritage Month. The Mick Vallarta.
I'm not allowed to comment further on that. But all that to say that I needed to tap into some resources here. So I texted my friend Roger McDonough, who is very Irish and also very Utah, to ask him about the big event, which is the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Salt Lake. It's a huge party at the Gateway. This year it's on Saturday, March 16th. And
though
St.
Patrick's Day itself is on Sunday, March 17th.
Correct. St. Patrick's Day is March 17th every year, I think. But anyway, Roger and his family have been participating in the parade for many, many years. And he said, if you've never been, you should expect bagpipes. You should expect stew. You should expect step dancers, Irish wolfhounds. And he really likes it because it's a continuing tradition for Irish Utah families. Many of them descended from immigrant miners, like in Park City during the Silver Rush days. Mm-hmm. And they've been continuing this celebration for many, many years, basically since the 1800s when they came over here. So it's a huge celebration. And if you've never been, you know, you have a personal invitation from Roger McDonough, an Irish person in Salt Lake City, to come and join in on the fun.
That sounds like a very family-friendly celebration. Maybe I'm just scarred from, like, the St. Patrick's Day bar crawls that inevitably end in, like, someone throwing up green barf on your shoes. But
yeah. Well, listen, there will be drinking. There will be drinking. And the Hibernian Society definitely recommends that you take a lift, take a ride share, or you take the tracks there because it is at the Gateway and you can take either the Green Line tracks to the arena or the Blue Line to the planetarium. And they both go right there. So take transit.
Another option I will say if you want to do like evening celebrations or even very adult day-long celebrations is going to the Leprechaun Inn, which is in Murray. Hilariously, it's in the Ivy Place shopping village, which is like, is that a chicken or egg situation? Like who? But the Leprechaun Inn is like a very, very, I don't know, like maybe 90s kind of pub. It's very Cheers kind of looking in its layout, but it is a rager. And if that's what you're looking for, like I could not be more supportive. But whatever you do, stay off the roads.
Please, please.
Okay. What I do want to talk to you about, Emily, is a holiday that happens in March that I have taken a really keen interest in this year, and that is the Ides of March. So, like, I remember being a kid in elementary school and having a computer lab teacher who would always talk about the Ides of March and be like, beware the Ides of March. And I think she was just a Shakespeare enthusiast. But the other day I was hanging out with my friend Meredith, and she was talking about how she's moving to a – she's opening a new fitness studio in Salt Lake. And I was like, oh, when's your move date? And she was like, well, I think it's going to be around March 15th. And I was like, no! You can't do it on the 15th. Beware the Ides of March. And she was like, why? And I was like, I actually don't know.
And so did you find out?
All I know is no big moves. Small moves only on the Ides of March. And what it is March 15th, the day that Roman dictator Julius Caesar was stabbed. In the Shakespeare play, famously, someone tells Caesar, beware the Ides of March, and it foreshadows his death. So in popular culture, we use it to mean, like, I don't know, it's a day associated with, like, doom and betrayal. But actually, in Rome, the Ides of March was celebrated long before Caesar came along and went through his whole sort of, like, power grab era. And it's because the Roman calendar used to start in March. So March 15th was the first full moon of the year, and it was Roman New Year's.
Oh, well, that sounds like a happy celebration, not a beware of this date kind of thing.
Kind of. And I think, like, culturally around the world, there's often a sort of, like, money or financial association with New Year's. Like, you know, we say, like, Feliz Navidad, Prospero Año, like, prosperous New Year, like, the Lunar New Year. There's, like, money traditions. And, like, the Ides of March is also associated with settling debts. So I would like to ask I would like to ask you, at the risk of putting anyone in the hot seat, are there any debts that you would like to settle in Salt Lake City this March?
Yes. Yes, Allie. I'm so glad you asked. This is the time to settle a debt against you. The legislature owes you your life back after the 45 days of hell they just put us through with their general session, which ended on Friday. So it is time to decompress, to reclaim your life from the legislature, to get off Twitter. We are not getting alerts about bills anymore. And I think it's time to go outside, Allie. Yeah. Like, when we're in the depths of the legislative session, you know, like, we are not in tune with what's happening in nature and, you know, breathing fresh air. And so I would definitely recommend visiting the Great Salt Lake, actually. I think now is a great time to visit the Great Salt Lake, our namesake. And I would actually recommend going to Antelope Island State Park. Have you ever been?
Oh, that's nice. I have. Is this a good time? Is March a good time to go? Probably, because in the summer it gets buggy.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was going to say. I feel like it's still cold enough that, you know, the mosquitoes aren't out in full force. And so definitely check out the lake this time of year. There are some great hiking options there. I went on, like, a little mini version of the Frary Peak hike once, and that was enough for me. I think the Frary Peak hike is, like, I don't know, 6 miles round trip and you're climbing a mountain. But there's a much shorter and more accessible version. But one thing I just learned about is that they offer e-bike tours, Allie. So those seem like a really cool option. They're 1.5 hours long. You can actually go during sunset. Like, they have specifically a sunset tour that I'm sure is just breathtaking.
Yeah.
And once you're there, I think you have to hit up the Island Buffalo Grill, which is scheduled to open in early March. So it's the start of their season. And you can get a buffalo burger there. Have you ever had a buffalo burger, Allie?
No.
Okay. Well, I think we're going to have to hit it
up. No, I have. I have. Sorry. I've had a bison burger. Buffalo and bison are the same, right?
I mean, I don't think I should speak on that. I feel like some zoologist might come for me. I can't tell you the difference between a buffalo and a bison.
It does feel like an alligator crocodile situation.
Yeah. A tortoise turtle situation. Yeah.
I mean, one of the coolest things about visiting Antelope Island is seeing bison.
Yeah.
But in March, there is a ultra marathon that happens on that island. if you are interested in running 100 miles, you can do that on Friday, March 29th. You can also just run a 25K. Listen to that sentence. Just run a 25K. But you know what? If that's for you, that's for you. And what a fun place to run around. It is gorgeous there.
Yeah.
I love the idea that we are like settling our debt with the Utah legislature. And now the state capitol can return to its real purpose, which is, you know, serving as a backdrop for engagement photo shoots and quinceañeras and protests. Like, yeah. What are all these people doing in here? Get out.
Pretending to be the U.S. Capitol in like low budget films kind of thing.
This is for leaning against the stairs with an iced coffee and my teenage friends.
Right. Yeah. Oh, so that's goodness. The number one debt I think we should be settling this March.
Okay. I have one and it's real petty.
Please.
Okay. I think that there are quite a few Salt Lake City residents that are probably owed anywhere between $9 and $17 by Even Stevens Restaurant.
Oh, my God. Yeah, because they closed without warning, but we're still taking orders.
Exactly. And there are people around this city who put in online orders for sandwiches that they never got and have called and tried to get their money back and didn't get it. And I think this March, we rise up. And find a way to shake down Even Stevens. Of course, famously, they were the restaurant that was supposed to be giving a percentage of their profit to charity. It all kind of fell apart in a very, like, late capitalism train wreck. And, yeah, if you're out there, I see you. And hop on Reddit and see what you can do.
Oh, wow. You may be entitled to compensation.
Exactly. Exactly. It's just a photo, a billboard on I-15 of you and I with our arms crossed standing back to back being like, did Even Stevens wrong you? You may be entitled to compensation. Call 1-800-IDES-OF-MARCH.
Speaking of your new favorite holiday, though, Allie, how else are you looking at celebrating?
Okay, so as part of my journey into the truth about this new favorite holiday of mine, I did discover a couple of traditions that the Romans used to celebrate that I think we could really repurpose here in Salt Lake for a good time. One, and here's a fun fact, is plant something. So the deity who was honored during the Ides of March celebrations was Anna Perenna. And if that sounds very close to the words annual and perennial, it's because it is.
Oh, my God.
So Anna means to live through a year, and Perenna means to last many years. And annual and perennial are basically the two kinds of plants that we put in our gardens.
Oh, my God. It's all coming together.
So you can go down to the Salt Lake City Library where they have a seed library. And it's the cutest thing ever. It's basically an old card catalog with these little drawers. And inside the drawers are seed packets. And some of them have been like purchased by the library. And some of them are seed packets that actually other Salt Lakers have made. Like people will bring seeds from their garden to donate. And then at the top of it, there's a laptop where you can sign out different seed packets. I personally don't really have a green thumb, but we interviewed someone on this show last year about like how to just kind of start small with gardening if you're not a natural or like a lot of people in this city, if you don't have a yard.
Mm-hmm.
And she recommended this thing called, what did she call it? Renegade gardening or guerrilla gardening? Stealth gardening, which is where you take wildflower seeds and just throw them around.
Okay. I love that.
Embrace chaos.
You don't know what you're going to get.
Yes. Like sidewalk cracks, wall cracks, park strips, like wherever you see dirt, just go ahead and toss out some wildflower seeds and see what happens.
Oh my God. Throwing confetti out.
Yes.
Tossing seeds.
New year, new flower.
Yeah. I love that.
And then another thing that I think you'll appreciate I learned is that here's what the Romans used to do. Famously, like an indulgent people. Well, some of them, not all of them. The Romans, are you ready for this? It's kind of gross.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
They used to take snails out of their shells, put them in a dish of milk so that milk was all the snails could eat. And then when the snails became so fat that they couldn't fit back in their shells, they would fry them in oil and serve them with wine.
Okay, I could see how that would be delicious. if you didn't think about it too hard. But
it's escargot, baby.
Yeah, the frying, I think, really takes it to the next level. If you just had, like, milk-bloated snails raw, that's a no for me, dog.
No. You got to fry them.
You got to fry them in olive oil, of course.
So I started looking around to see where in Salt Lake you can get escargot, because it feels like something we've all heard of, maybe just from watching Pretty Woman or, like, I don't know. Don't the Olsen twins have it in one of their, like, Olsen twins go to France movies?
Do you know what, though, Allie? Utahns are especially familiar with this, especially if they grew up in Utah's public school system, because, like, all seventh graders go to La Caille, the luxury French restaurant in Cottonwood Heights, and they try escargot. So, we're a cultured people here.
Wait, I'm sorry. They took you to La Caille. La Caille is like one of the most expensive restaurants in Salt Lake
County. Because you had
to
be part of, like, the cooking class. Like the, yeah, one of the upper level cooking classes in, like, junior high or something. High school.
Oh, that's funny. I know people that have had to go to etiquette classes there. Is this a Davis County thing?
No. Maybe, actually. I don't know. Davis County students, Davis County alumni, let me know.
Yeah, rise up. Okay, well, based on my research, La Caille is one of the only places you can get escargot. They used to have it at the Charleston and Draper. It appears to be off the menu. I didn't find it at Valter's. Like, I tried some of the kind of fancier French, like, or European fair spots. No dice. But you can go to La Caille and get it. I know, because I was there watching someone eat it just a few weeks ago. Watching someone eat it being the operative word. But maybe the Ides of March will be my time.
Right. Yeah. You know what? I haven't tried it yet either, Allie, because I wasn't in one of those upper level Davis County cooking classes. But I'm open to it. I'm open to it.
Epic Brewing is one of the OGs in building Utah's craft beer scene. But I am most excited about their recent adventures in canned cocktails. First, they released the Utah Mule. And as a big fan of ginger, I have been sipping those for almost a year now. But now, this April, we have the Utah Margarita, a delicious, locally fermented blend of real lime and agave. And they create alcohol by fermenting cane sugar instead of using tequila, which means you can buy Utah margaritas at the grocery store. Pick up a six-pack of Epic Brewing's Utah Margarita or Utah Mule at any local Harmon's or Trader Joe's. Or you can visit Epic Brewery on State Street in downtown Salt Lake City. They're open 7 days a week. And this fall, look out for the Utah Cosmo. Okay, Emily, one of the things that does haunt me in March is tax season.
The looming tax day it's actually in April, but March is when you're like, oh, shoot, I haven't done my taxes yet.
Yeah,
right?
Good caveat. Tax day is Monday, April 15th. Here's why tax season isn't our guide to March. Do not put that ish off, friends. Do not put it off, especially if you want to take advantage of some of the community resources that we're going to share with you today, because they fill quickly.
Yeah, that's a good point. Allie, I will admit, I am that person who puts it off. Probably like the last week I'm doing it and I'm like, oh, how does TurboTax work? And just, you know, it's a mess. It's a mess by then. But it doesn't have to be that way.
Yeah. When I used to get a like healthy tax return sum, it was like January 1st. I was like, let's get this done. Let's get this done. Give me that money. Now that I often find myself having to pay taxes, which I think is a combination of like aging into different tax brackets and also the federal government deciding that middle income people should be paying more taxes than billionaires, I'm like, how late can I stretch this?
Yeah, I feel that. This isn't a fun time for anybody, really.
Yeah.
Full disclosure here, a disclaimer, neither you nor I are tax experts.
Yeah, good disclaimer.
I have in my notes here, taxpert, but I don't know if that's something that people are trying to make happen.
No. We're not okay, CPAs. We don't have a Series 7. We are not going to give you financial advice.
Right, right. But we do want to give you some information about, you know, filing your income tax here in the state of Utah. First of all, the state income tax goes toward funding education and social services for disabled people. So if you're wondering why you're paying that income tax, that's what it's going toward. Mm-hmm. And more, the legislature keeps chipping away at this. They keep cutting the income tax. And
they just did it.
They just did it. We won't get into it today, but, you know, just keep in mind that when they're cutting the income tax, they're cutting revenue that goes toward education and social services for disabled people.
Okay.
That aside, I wanted to know more about doing your taxes here in Utah. So I talked to an expert, Jovana Sizovic. She is the director of the Westminster University Tax Clinic. And first I asked her what Utahns get wrong when they're doing their taxes. And she mentioned a couple of things. A big one, though, is low-income Utahns who are not filing their taxes because they make so little money and they're not required to, they are missing out on an earned income tax credit, like $7,000, Allie. So, you know, they may not have filed their taxes because they don't make enough to have to do that, but they're losing out on money that they are entitled to and that they're eligible for. Jovana says it's like 25% of Utahns who are eligible for this tax credit who are not claiming it. Isn't that remarkable?
Free money.
Free money. Okay, so you'll see here the moral of the story is like file your taxes, file your taxes, file your taxes.
Yeah, honestly, you're the tax man, Emily means.
I am the tax man. Yeah, I was astonished when I learned that, Allie. Another common mistake is for folks who are eligible for a Social Security tax credit, you know, older folks who are, that's their income, Social Security. A lot of them are not claiming this tax credit, and it's because they don't know about it. Like, you have to enter a specific tax code, and people just don't know to do that. So, again, missing out on some money there.
Interesting.
Right?
I do feel like often when I file taxes, my federal return wants more money, but my state return wants to give me more money. I presume that's because the state of Utah is, I mean, this will be the third year in a row they've cut taxes. Is that it? Is it just like the state is charging less overall?
Maybe. Again, not an expert. But, you know, there are certain tax credits that are federal tax credits and, you know, statewide ones. Mm. So I guess it kind of depends on exactly what your income is.
Okay. But did you ask Jovana about the donation options? Because full disclosure, I did file my taxes last weekend. And in the state of Utah, I know. Thank you. Thank you.
Good job.
Insert
good
applause sounds. So in the state of Utah, when you go to file at the very end, it asks if you want to make some donations, which I mean, what a hilarious time to ask for more money at the end of filing your taxes.
I know,
but
right?
It's like, do you want to give money to any of these political parties? No, thanks. Do you want to give money to any of these education funds? Now that I know that most of our income tax already funds education, I'm lukewarm on that. Do you want to give money to the Pamela Atkinson Homelessness Fund? What is that? Mm-hmm. Who is Pamela Atkinson? Like, how do these get there?
Yeah. Great question, Allie. A lot to unpack there. Who is Pamela Atkinson? Well, she's a homeless advocate here in Utah. There is a shelter named after her, or I think the 4th Street Clinic is named after her.
Yeah.
So she's a longtime homelessness advocate here in the state. And that particular fund is additional funding for shelters, actually. Mm. So if you wanted to and you were feeling generous and could and were interested in throwing in a little bit from your tax return to fund shelters, that's how you could do it. There are a couple of other funds you can donate to. One that provides financial assistance for kids who need organ transplants. There's one that supports grant funding for air quality improvements. So those funds, those specific funds, the accounts that you would donate your return to, that does come out of your return. But the political parties ones, not related to your return at all. The way Yovana, our tax expert, explained it is there's already like a government fund set aside for this. And it's essentially like putting beans in the jar of your favorite political party and like shifting the funds in that party's direction. So I thought that was really curious.
Wait, I'm sorry. So if I, at the end of filing my taxes, say, yes, I want to donate to the United Utah Party.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't actually have to write them a check. I'm just like voting on how the state allocates some funding to a political party.
And I think it's like $2, Allie. I'm looking at the state code right now and it says you may contribute $2 to the campaign fund for any of the qualified parties that are on this list. The contribution will not reduce your refund or increase the tax you owe. Isn't that curious? I don't know how they came up with this.
Wait.
But that's the system.
Why aren't both of the dominant political parties, but actually if I was a third party, I'd be really going hard at this. Mm. Why aren't these political parties trying to get after this money? Like, why isn't there communications campaigning around tax day that's like, hey, you're a Democrat? Like, if every registered Democrat in the state allocated this $2 to us, we would make like $1.4 million overnight.
I don't know, man. That's another conversation for another time.
That's for another month.
Yeah. But anyway, I thought it was really interesting. I'm glad that Yovana could explain these because I seriously, at the end of my return, I'm like, no, I'm not interested in doing this. I'm not going to give you any more money, right? So
yeah.
So that's the explainer there. But, you know, we don't have all the answers and we don't expect you to have all the answers unless you're a tax professional. So
yes, Emily, I have two community resources to share. So one is called Volunteer Income Tax Assistance. And this program, VITA, you'll kind of see this stamp all over all different parts of the city that are doing tax clinics. It's basically a generic term for these tax clinics. And here's who is eligible for free income tax preparation. So like,
okay,
if you're one guy and you're filing your taxes independently and you make less than 70K, that's you. You can go down and get the free preparation and filing at one of these clinics. If you and your spouse both make 70K and you're filing a joint income tax return, you are not eligible. Like your whole household has to come in under 70K. And the reason for that is not necessarily to discriminate based on tax brackets. It's that a lot of these free services are only like permitted, or they only have like the resource,
okay,
because the higher up your bracket gets or whatever, like things just change. So the cool thing about this voluntary income tax assistance clinic is that, yes, anyone who makes less than 70K a year is eligible. They're also certified to help international students because that can be a sticky wicket.
Hmm.
If you're like, I mean, for me, like I'm Canadian, I have a Canadian bank account, that throws things into a whirlwind. Military families, there's all kinds of different things there. And then also people who own rental properties, they are certified to help you.
Okay,
which
cool.
Often,
a lot of options.
If you are a property owner, you'll like, you know, it's different. It's different. We don't know, Emily. We're not property owners, but
yeah,
it's different for them, okay?
Yeah, we can't speak to that experience.
They also can help you in English or Spanish, which is amazing. These slots fill very quickly, which is why we want you to start thinking about booking one of these appointments or filing your taxes in March, not in April. But you can email UtahFreeTaxClinic@gmail.com to get booked. It's literally that easy.
Cool.
My girl June is probably going to be who answers your email. You can also text her at 385-237-4670. They can get you scheduled at the U, in Rose Park. There's the government resource centers. There are places all over the city where you can participate in one of these VITA VITA clinics. It's that easy.
Love it. Easy peasy.
Yeah.
Yeah. As your easiest tax season yet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then if you make less than $79,000 a year, if you're in that like 69 to 79 bracket, the United Way runs a website called myfreetaxes.com. And you can also file for free on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's get it done, team.
Let's get it. Okay, Emily, before we get out of here, wild card. What's happening in March that you are excited about or love?
Mm-hmm. Easter is in March, and it's usually a little bit later. This year, it's March 31st, the very last day. And Allie, I grew up Catholic. I don't know about you. You too. Peace be with you.
I would say culturally, but not spiritually.
Yes, yes. Well, I was confirmed, so I was kind of like all in.
Yeah.
But as I got older, you know, not as active. But I always loved Easter Vigil Mass. And it's like very dramatic. And, Lent is the lead up to Easter, and that's all about darkness. Easter is about light and new life. And so, it was just a really beautiful experience. And I bet that Easter Vigil Mass at the Cathedral of the Madeleine is magnificent.
You've never been?
No, I haven't been,
but
I'm thinking about going. I'm thinking about being a, what do we call it? A CNE Catholic, a Christmas and Easter Catholic. And,
I go. That's me.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I've heard it's amazing. So, you know.
You know what?
If you're into that.
You know what I think it actually kind of is, not to be totally sacrilegious? It's kind of a singles event.
Hotties for Christ.
It is so funny because it is just like these Catholic families come out of the woodwork in Salt Lake City. And like it's a lot of just like people in their Easter finest. You know, the Catholics are famously a little more devilish than other religious communities. And there is this, I don't know, here's what I'll say. It's not like Trader Joe's on a Sunday. It's not.
Oh, my God. My mom is praying for you so hard right now, Allie.
And it's fun because all the TV stations are there because it's like if you're KUTV News, you're like, it's Easter at the Cathedral of the Madeleine, like got to get down there. So it's like cameras everywhere. And you're like, are we filming a reality show about being Catholic right now? Like, what's happening? It's everyone's doing the most.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Easter Vigil Mass at the cathedral is 8:45 p.m. on Saturday, March 30th. And then, of course, they'll have Easter services the next day. And then, Allie, I'll be honest, I will probably be at my mom's house. She's really, really big on like an Easter meal. But I did want to mention kind of a splurgy option for people.
Yeah.
At Frank's Restaurant in Holiday, which I've never been to, but like I follow them on Instagram so hard.
Incidentally, a place that used to serve escargot and no longer does.
Ah, son of a gun. At Frank's Restaurant, they are going to have a 5-course Easter brunch. Mm. And it is extravagant. I saw caramelized Tooele Valley pork belly on the menu. And a banana, who knows what kind of dessert with shattered bananas. But you do need to make a reservation. It is $98 per adult, $40 for kids 12 and younger. So I don't think it's for everybody, but could be a way to celebrate Easter with a bang.
Yeah. Okay. I'm into it.
So that's my recommendation.
My favorite Easter tradition is hot cross buns.
Yum.
I'm also just a sucker for carbs. But I am told that Granite Bakery on 27th South in Salt Lake City makes hot cross buns for Easter that you can pre-order and pick up. I've never done it, but I'm very interested in doing it. I just think they're so – I love a sweet – I mean, hot cross buns are basically like – they walked so King's Hawaiian could run, you know? But like – I just, it's a sweet bread. Come on. I'm all in.
Yeah. You can't go wrong.
Okay. Speaking of religion in Salt Lake City, apparently sports is our new religion. We are about to lay down more than $2 million in funding to get the NHL, to get Major League Baseball, hopefully. But there is one team that is already making a triumphant return to Salt Lake City, and that is the Utah Royals, women's soccer, baby.
Heck yeah.
They have the coolest logo ever. It's a lion. I mean, what's cooler than a lion?
Out of all the big cats.
Why doesn't David Attenborough narrate the Utah Royals? Like, I want David Attenborough's voice as they, like, run on the field, like, the Utah Royals. Yeah. They are playing their first home game on March 16th against the Chicago Red Stars. I think we should give them a massive welcome. Of course, the team left Salt Lake City in part because of mismanagement of their former owner, who also, there were harassment allegations circulating. It was bad, bad, bad time. Let's make this a good, good, good time. Tickets are $21. It's Women's History Month. Get down there. Return of royalty.
Yeah, we are all in on women's sports nowadays, and it should be that way.
Did you see tickets to that Caitlin Clark Iowa basketball game are like $500?
Oh, my God.
More expensive to watch Caitlin Clark play basketball than the Jazz. Not that that's not the way it should be, but...
Yeah, good for her.
Yeah, they're on the rise, so... Okay.
Great pick.
Executive producer Emily Means, I hope you have a wonderful month.
Same to you, Allie. Thanks.
Happy spring.
Peace be with you.
And also with you. That is all for us today here on CityCast Salt Lake. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more from around this city. You, beware the ides. Bye.